如何能够认分辨或认出我里面属灵的坚固营垒？
What I mean by a stronghold is an obstacle, a barrier in our life.
这个坚固的营垒呢，我的意思说，它是在我们生命中的一个难阻。
And it is possible, we've all experienced this, but we can have a spiritual obstacle or stronghold in our life and not even know it.
很多时候我们可以里面有拦阻，但是我们自己都不知道。
So what I'm talking about this morning is God trying to bless us, encourage us, provide for us.
所以我今天要分享的重点就是说，很多时候神要来祝福，要来帮助，要来鼓励我们。
And yet there is something inside our heart or our mind that is preventing the blessing of God being able to be fully realized and appreciated.
但是问题是有的时候在我们的心思里或在我们的心中有一些情况是拦阻让神的祝福不能完全的临到。
Amen. If husbands, wives,
做夫妻的
have you ever had an attitude, a bad attitude, say,Husbands toward your wife?
做丈夫的有没有向着太太有不好的态度过
Ever happen?
从来没发生过吗
I think it's happened to me with between me and my wife.
我承认我有时候对我太太会有不好的态度
So in spite of her appealing to me and trying to talk to me,
不管她怎么样试着要跟我沟通
I just can't hear.
我总是好像耳朵听不见
I can't receive what she's saying.
我无法收入他要对我说的话。
It's not that my ears aren't working.
不是我耳聋了。
It's that there's a wall up in my heart.
而是在我的心里有一个墙。
Am I
一道墙。
Anybody ever have that experience?
有没有人有这样的经验的
？Okay, well, there's a few of us here this morning, right? Well, in a similar way.
同样的。
God can be trying to talk to us.
神试着要对我们说话。
Teach us.
教导我们。
Help us,
帮助我们
maybe even answer some of our prayers.
甚至要回答我们一些我们的需求
And yet we can have an attitude.
但是呢，我们可能带着一种态度呢。
We can have a barrier in our heart.
这个态度成为我心里的筑起的一道墙。
That keeps us from receiving what God has for us.
拦阻了我接收神对我说的话。
So I want to go through some scriptures this morning.
所以早晨我想看一些神的话。
That will help us recognize and discern if that's going on in our life.
来帮助我们分辨一下我里面有没有这种拦阻神祝福的情形。
Amen.
Amen.
So don't get an attitude with me, right?
所以你们先要把心中的墙放下来。
Just listen to me and see if God speaks to you.
不要拒绝我说的话，而把心打开，听听看神要对你说什么。
Now, one of the scriptures that really brought this to my mind, that really helped me notice what we're talking about this morning.
有一段的经节特别让我觉得是跟我今天要分享的有关。
Is actually in Matthew 21, verse 15.
在马太福音二十一章十五节。
Now this is the time during the ministry of Jesus.
这是主在地上服事的日子。
When he goes to the temple and cleanses the temple, you know the story.
你们都知道这个故事吧？他到了圣殿，把赶一切不洁的赶出去。
Merchants are buying and selling.
在那里有人做生意，在买，在卖。
And Jesus comes in.
主耶稣来到圣殿。
And he says, "You've made my House of prayer, a den of thieves."
他说：“你们让一个祷告的殿成为贼窝了。”
Everything was in the wrong place.
事情都不对了，在这里。
So he cleanses the temple.
所以他把他们赶出去。
Drives out the money changers.
洁净神的殿。
And he takes his rightful place in the center of the temple.
然后站在圣殿的中心，也是他所当站的地方。
And suddenly, the house of God begins to function the way it's supposed to.
神的家开始运作，照着他该有的情形运作。
The people that needed healing rush in, and Jesus begins to heal.
那些需要得医治的人都来到圣殿，主耶稣开始医治他。
The small children rush in, and they begin to praise the Lord Jesus.
孩子们也涌进圣殿，在那里赞美神。
And then it says in verse 15.
但是呢，十五节怎么说呢
？Matthew 21:15.
马太二十一章十五节说到。
But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things,
祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事。
The wonderful things, the healing and the worship.
什么奇事呢？就是那些孩子们的敬拜和人得医治的光景。
They were indignant.
他们就恼怒。
They were angry.
他们就生气了。
They were mad.
他们不高兴。
Now this caught my attention.
当我读到这一段的时候，我就注意到这太特别了。
It just said there that they saw something wonderful.
因为呢，他们明明看到一些非常棒的事。
Something good.
好的事发生了。
Something beautiful.
美丽的事发生了。
But they had a bad reaction.
但是他们有一个非常不好的反应。
Now that jumped off the page to me.
对我来说，这个好像跳出纸面。
That didn't make sense to my mind.
我的心思不能明白，怎么会有这样的反应？
That's an unnatural response.
这个反应非常的不自然。
You hear where I'm going with this?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Sometimes,
有的时候，
sometimes I've done it.
我有时候也是像这样反应。
Sometimes you've done it.
有的时候，在座的各位有这样的。
Other people we know, we've seen them do this.
或者我们认识的人有这样的反应。
Where there's good, the report of good news comes forth.
明明有好的消息来到。
Somebody gets a new job.
有人找到工作了。
A new car, a new house.
有人买了一个新房子或一辆新车子。
Something wonderful happens to somebody.
好的事情明明是好的事情。
And yet there will be people at times that respond badly.
但是总是会有人呢对这好的事情有不良的反应。
Instead of being able to rejoice and celebrate and be glad for that person,
他们不能够为那个人高兴或与他一同欢喜。
They actually get angry.
反而他们会生气或愤怒。
They have a negative response.
有一个非常负面的反应。
They have a cold response.
或者有一个冷淡的反应。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
您知道我的意思吗？
Do you know what I'm talking about?
明白我在说什么。
That's not a natural response.
那样的反应是一个不正常的、不自然的。
That's not normal.
不是一个正常该有的状况。
When we're in the Spirit, when we're walking by the Spirit, that's not how we would normally respond.
我们若是与神的灵同行，我们对事情的反应不应该是这样。
That negative or unnatural response
那个不正常、不自然或负面的反应
is actually revealing that there is something not right in our heart.
乃是反映出我们里面有一些不对的情绪。
You tracking with me? You following me?
你听懂我的意思吗？
You listening to me this morning?
你们在座的有在听吗？
We've all done this.
我们都有这样的反应过，不是吗？
But if we're not careful, this can become a regular pattern in our heart.
我们若是不注意自己这个状况的话，就会成为我们每一次自然的反应。
Revealing that there's a wall, there's something between us and the Lord.
很明显的，这样的反应表示我们跟神之间有一道墙。
There's something between us and other people.
或者我们跟人之间有一个拦阻。
And these walls prevent God from answering our prayers.
这样的墙使神没有办法答应我们的祷告。
Amen? Don't we want God to bless our lives?
我们岂不要神祝福我们吗？
Don't we? Don't you want God to bless your life?
我们不是要神祝福我们吗？
Don't you want God to answer your prayers for your children?
你不希望神答应你的祷告吗？ Amen?
Don't we want God to answer our prayers for this church?
你们不希望神答应我们为着教会所发出的呼求吗？
For this community.
为着这个城市所做出的祷告。
But if we're not careful, we can have things in our heart.
但是我们若是不小心，我们里面的光景。
Spiritual strongholds.
我们里面坚固的营垒。
That actually prevent God from doing what He wants to do.
会拦阻我们让神做他所要做的事。
Now, there's usually three phases to this sign of a spiritual stronghold.
通常一个坚固营垒的情形呢，有三个步骤。
A lot of times when we have an unnatural negative response,
有的时候我们对一个事情有一个不自然、不合理的负面反应。
When we become offended by and angry about a good thing,
或者我们因为这件好事的发生，我们愤怒或者是不满。
The next thing that follows a lot of times.
那随之而来的常常是什么呢？
Would be a mocking spirit.
是一个讥笑、耻笑人的灵。
Remember in the second chapter of Acts.
记不记得《使徒行传》？
When the Holy Spirit was outpoured.
当圣灵降临的时候。
Was that a wonderful event?
那是不是一件非常美好
的事？ Was that a good thing when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church?
圣灵降在门徒身上，在教会身上，岂不是一件好事吗？
Yes, it was an amazing thing.
是一件非常棒的事。
And at first, a lot of people didn't understand what was going on.
但是当一开始的时候，人不明白发生什么事了。
And so the crowd rushes forth.
所以群众都跑来看。
And it said that some were amazed and had questions.
有些人很惊异，然后他们的反应是问。
That's not a bad response.
这个是很正常的。
But it said others.
但是有一些人是。
Others mocked.
他们就取笑或讥笑。
Others ridiculed the new church, the men and the disciples in the upper room.
有一群人，他们反应是嘲笑这一群跟随耶稣的人。
And they begin to say, "Oh, these men have been drinking a little bit too much too early in the day."
哦，他们说这些人都喝醉了，一大早。
They're drunk and beside themselves. They've been drinking too much. That's why they're responding this way.
他们喝太多酒了，一大早就喝醉了，所以有这样的表现。
And they laughed.
然后他们就嘲笑他们。
That was an unnatural response.
这不是一个合理或正常的反应。
That's not a good response.
也不是一个好的反应。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
So we want to make sure in our heart that we don't have, anything that would prevent the Holy Spirit from doing what he wants to do.
所以我们要很小心，要在我们的心里没有任何东西拦阻我们认识圣灵在做的事。
Anything that would hinder the Holy Spirit from answering God's prayers.
也不要一个太多。
Our prayers...For God's blessing.
让圣灵不能够使神答应我们的呼求或祷告。
Now, sometimes people will justify this bad attitude.
那有的人呢，会找为自己的反应找一个理由。
Sometimes when people get angry about a good thing,
有的时候人对一件好事他愤怒。
They will say, "Well, the reason why I had such a strong reaction,"
他会说，哦，我为什么我反应这么强烈，是因为。
Is because I care so strongly for you.
因为我太关切你了，我太关心你。
Have you heard that one before? Have you heard that one before?
有没有人这样跟你解释？
You know, when somebody doesn't like what you're doing,
有人不喜欢我们正在做的事。
And they get real angry with you.
他们向着我们愤怒。
They raise their voice towards you.
把声音提高。
And then they say, "It's because I love you so much."
他们说是因为我爱你。
You know, they're all red in the face.
整个脸都涨红了。
They're screaming at you. They're angry at you.
向你用发怒的声音高声的对你说。
And you're thinking, well, you're going, well, that's a funny way to show it, right?
心里会说，哦，这种表示爱的方式真是蛮。
Again, the scripture gives us discernment.
那圣经的话就让我们能分辨。
James 3:17 says what the wisdom that comes from above looks like.
雅各书三章十七节告诉我们，从上头来的是什么样。
If someone is walking by the Spirit,
若是一个人他真的与圣灵同
行 and giving us the wisdom that comes from God,
给我们从上头从神来的智慧。
It's going to look like this, James 3:17.
它的表现应该像雅各书三章十七节所描述。
But the wisdom from above is first pure.
唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁。
Peaceable.
后是和平。
The wisdom from above is not angry.
从神来的智慧不是愤怒。
It's gentle.
是温柔。
Not pushy.
不是用力推我们。
It is open to reason.
是温良柔顺。
Or easily entreatable. You can talk to somebody.
是没有偏见，是可以沟通的。
Full of mercy.
满了怜悯。
And good fruits.
多结善果。
Impartial.
没有偏见
and sincere
而且很真诚 Amen? 没有假冒
Amen?
Amen 吗?
This happens often in the church, I'm afraid.
我很担心在教会常常出现这样的情形
We get very passionate about truth or the things we care about.
我们也许对真理或对某些事情我们有很强烈的那个情感
and then we deliver that truth.
当我们来把这个真理送出来的
or our opinion, sometimes we don't always distinguish between the two.
或者我们的因着这个真理而有的意见表达出来的时候
When we give our opinion in a way that is lacking the fruit of the Spirit,
我们表达的时候没有那个圣灵该有的果子的表现
More times than not, people are not going to be able to receive it.
当你这样做的时候别人很难接受
Amen?
很难真的收吸收进去
Amen?
Amen 吗
So think about that the next time that you're trying to convince somebody how much you care.
所以下一次当你要向一个人表示你向他的爱的时候
I care so much about you is why I'm saying it like this.
不是掐着他的脖子用力摇说我实在太关心你了
And all the other person is can say, I can't breathe, please.
另外一个人只有一个反应就说我呼吸不过来
Amen.
Amen 吗
A negative or a natural reaction to something very positive and good.
对着一个非常好的正面的事情发生，我们却有一个非常负面的反应。
Often reveals a stronghold of offense or unforgiveness.
显出的是反映出的是什么？是我们里面有一个引垒，是这个引垒是叫不饶恕、 以及非常的固执。
In Nehemiah 4, 1 and 2,
在尼希米书米希尼希米记四章
you know, Ezra, Nehemiah, these books talk about the people of,the children of Israel being restored back to Jerusalem.
记得尼希米记吗？就是第一群渔民，他们回到耶路撒冷重建。
They had been in captivity, the children of Israel.They had been slaves.
他们做在别国做奴隶。
They were living in a strange foreign land.
他们住在外国的土地上。
They had been displaced from their original home.
他们离他们的家乡非常的遥远。
And suddenly the king, in the place where they had been captive,
突然呢，他们所被掳去的地方的那个君王
allows them to go home.
准他们回家。
And not everybody was happy that they were going home.
但是对着他们要回家重建家园这件事，不是人人都很高兴的。
And this is how they responded, these people in Nehemiah.
在尼希米记里面就记载某一些人的反应。
Nehemiah 4, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
尼希米记四章一和二节说到
But so it happened when Sanballat, this is one of these officials,
三巴拉就是有一群人里面的一个领袖。
When he heard that they were, when he heard that we were rebuilding the wall,
听见我们要修造城墙。
That he was furious.
他就发怒。
So something good is happening. They're rebuilding the wall.
犹太人回去重建家园是好事。
But this man is furious. He's very angry.
但是参巴拉的反应是非常的愤怒。
He's furious and very indignant.
大大恼恨。
And mocked the Jews.
并且嗤笑犹太人。
You know, when people get really mad about good things happening,
很多时候人对于好的事情呢，有一个很激烈的反面的反应的时候，
they usually can't keep quiet.
他们通常是不会沉默不语的。
They usually start talking.
他们就会开始发表他们的意见。
They usually use their words to express how angry they are.
用话语来表达他们的愤怒。
So he mocked the Jews.
他就嗤笑他们。
And he spoke before his brethren.
对他的弟兄。
So you ever had one of these reactions? Something good happens to somebody else.
你们遇到过一件好事发生在另外一个人身上？
And then you react. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe this.
然后你有一个反应说，哇，我简直不能相信有这
样的事情。A lot of time you try to keep it inside.
很多时候你想要把你的反应压住。
Because maybe you know this isn't exactly a natural response to get really angry over something really good.
因为你知道你这个负面的反应不是很正常。
But it says, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What are these feeble Jews doing?
在这里，参巴拉他怎么样呢？他就对他的弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说，这些软弱的犹太人做什么呢？
It was bad enough that he got angry over a good thing.
他对一个好事情有愤怒的反应是已经很不好了。
But then he begins to talk among other people.
但是他做更不好的事情，就是他在人当中来表达他的意见。
He begins to mock and ridicule what God was doing among the people of God.
他开始耻笑，在取笑这些神在这些犹太人当中的作为。
So this is how it often happens, is there will be a bad reaction to something good.
这常常发生了，我们对一件好事有一个不好的反应。
There's a bad response, a verbal response, a mocking.
有我们有用话语来表达，甚至耻笑别人。
But if people don't stop it there,
但是我们常常不是仅止于此。
If they don't get a grip on their spirit and get back under God's control,
在这种光景中，我们没有警醒，然后说停止这样不好的反应。
They usually will talk among other people.
他们就怎么样，会发让这个不好的反应发表出来。
Amen.
不是吗
？I tell you, there is nothing like gossip to hurt the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面，最大的伤害力就是人的这些gossip.
I don't know if I've ever seen a time when God was refreshing and trying to revive His church.
就是这些批评、这些谈论、这些谣言，那对基督身体最大的伤害就是这样的东西。
That the enemy didn't try to get in and sow division between different members of the church.
因为当我们在彼此批评论断的时候，仇敌就有细缝可以进到基督的身体，造成分裂。
The enemy loves to fight the work of the Spirit. The enemy loves to work, the enemy loves to fight the work of the Holy Spirit in the church.
仇敌最喜欢做的事就是在与圣灵在教会所做的事来相对抗。
By getting us offended at one another.
就是在我们中间制造纷争，让我们彼此出问题。
By getting us to turn on one another.
让我们彼此变成为仇敌。
By getting us to talk about one another.
让我们彼此开始论断批评别人。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
Amen.
Amen.
So often we'll be so quick to talk about one another.
我们常常很快，一点都没有犹豫地批评别人。
And yet so slow to pray for one another.
但是呢，却非常
Amen.
不是很快地去为别人祷告。
In truth, there's really at the end of the day, there's only one kind of talking that really makes a difference.
就的实际上来说，只有一种。
And that's when we talk to God about our brother. Amen.
那就是对神的谈论。
We pray for him.
让我们把这个人带到神面前。
Amen. We don't want to get caught up in this kind of response because it will hinder what God wants to do.
我们不要有那个负面的反应，或在人当中散播负面的反应，乃是因为这些都会拦阻圣灵的工作。
Amen. Well, let's look at another. I'm going to give you a few more passages here.
还有几节经节要与你们分享。
So, Matthew 26, verse 7 and 8.
马太福音二十六章七到八节。
A woman came to him, Jesus, having an alabaster flask of costlyFragrant oil.
有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候。
We know the story from the gospel, amen.
我们都知道这段故事，不是吗
？And she poured it out on his head.
她浇在耶稣的头上。
And as he sat at the table.
当耶稣在坐的时候，她把这个香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
But when the disciples saw it.
当门徒看见这个情形。
But when the disciples saw it,
门徒看见。
So we're talking about followers of Jesus. That's who disciples are, right?
门徒是跟随耶稣的人哦。
So this isn't the Pharisees doing this.
不是文士或法利赛人哦。
This isn't the chief priests.
这不是祭司长哦。
These are the disciples of Jesus.
乃是耶稣的门徒。
Who were the closest to Jesus?
应该是跟耶稣最靠近的人。
And when they saw it,
当他们看见耶稣。
They were indignant.
看见这女人浇灌香膏在耶稣的头上，他们就很不喜悦。
They were angry.
他们很愤怒。
Is it a good thing to pour costly oil on Jesus?
把珍贵的膏油浇在耶稣的头上，是不是一件好事？
Is it a good thing to give an extravagant gift to Jesus?
把一个美好的礼物送给耶稣，是不是一件好事？
Is it a good thing to pour out the very best you have on Jesus?
把你生命中最好的浇奠在主的身上，
Amen,
是不是一件好事呢？
It is, isn't it?
是好事啊。
So these disciples that were the closest to Jesus,
而这一群门徒就是与耶稣最靠近的。
This is an odd thing that suddenly they get angry.
这实在太奇怪，因为他们的反应就是很不高兴。
So when the disciples saw it, they were indignant.
他们不仅不高兴。
Saying why this waste?
他们说何用这样的枉费呢
？Why this waste?
为什么这样浪费呢
？Boy,
wow.
How would you feel?
你觉得怎么样
？Jesus has saved you, forgiven you.
主耶稣说我赦免你
，rescued you.
我拯救你
，and you're ready to come to church.
你来教会。
So next time the doors open,
下次门打开的时候
you're there with the very best thing that you have.
你把你最好的带来主这里
And Jesus is there.
因为主在这里
And you rush to the front where Jesus is.
你跑到前头来
And you pour it out on Jesus.
你把你所有最好的都放在主的脚前
You know, you're a brand new Christian.
你是刚刚得救的
So maybe you don't know exactly how this whole thing, this whole church thing works.
你还搞不清楚教会的一般的程序是什么
But you're passionate about Jesus.
但是你被主的爱激励，你很感动。
And you pour it out on.
你就把你所有的都倒在主的脚前。
And the men that are standing with Jesus.
然后其他这些站在主旁边的
The disciples.
这些门徒
Suddenly, they're not smiling.
你发现他们没有微笑。
They're frowning.
他们凡是皱着眉头。
They're indignant.
他们不高兴。
They're angry.
他们愤怒。
And they call your worship.
他们说你这样子敬拜他。
A waste.
是一个浪费啊。
They call your worship a waste.
他们对你敬拜主的行为说这是枉费啊。
Do you see what's wrong there?
你有没有发现这个整个的光景很特别
This is a sign that something is not right in these men's heart.
这里显出一个情形就是这些门徒心中的光景不正确
Yes, they're sincere followers of Jesus. We know the disciples are right.
是的门徒是很认真的在跟随主不是吗他们是爱主的人
They've given up everything to follow Jesus.
他们舍下一切来跟随耶稣
They love Jesus.
他们爱主耶稣
God will use them in the future.
将来神还要用他们。
You know, to share the gospel.
他们还用来主要用他们传福音的。
But that doesn't mean that there's not something wrong in their heart.
但是不代表他们里面的光景总是对的。
There's something wrong in their heart that is hindering them from seeing what's right in front of them.
这个不对的光景拦阻了他们看真实的、正确的看见眼前所发生的事。
And so at the very time, they should be encouraging what's going on.
在那个时刻他们应该是鼓励这个现象。
They're actually, through their bad spirit, fighting what God is doing in that moment.
但是他们的灵不对他们反而拦阻抵挡这个事情。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
I have been in meetings.
我有参加过
young believers baptized in the Holy Spirit
年轻的信徒被圣灵
beside themselves
他们被圣灵充满都不知道发生什么事
just worshiping God with all their heart
他们只有一个反应就是用全心敬拜主
did they know, totally know what they were doing?
他们知不知道自己在做什么
not all the time
常常是他们自己并不知道
but it was pure worship
但是是一个真诚的
it was the worship of God it was the worship
真实的敬拜
that made Jesus smile amen
那样的敬拜是主所喜悦的
and other people
但是会有人在旁边
said what a waste of time
会说哎呀浪费这么多时间
what a waste of energy
会浪费精力
there's no value to that
这没有太大价值
there's a better way to do that
我们可以用别的方式敬拜
they were critical of it
When
they should have been encouraging it.
事实上，在这些年轻的被充满的时候，我们应该鼓励他们爱主。
Family of God.
在神的家。
Saints, we cannot afford to have bad attitudes and hinder what God the Holy Spirit wants to do in this place.
神的家一定不能有负面的反应，以至于拦阻了神借着圣灵正在做的事。
By having a critical spirit.
因为我们常常有一个批评的灵
by making a bad judgment on somebody else
或者随便论断或做错误的判断
Amen?
Amen 吗
And I'm telling you, as the church, often we are prone to do these kind of things
但是我们在教会中常常不自觉的不小心就有这样的情形
If the enemy cannot prevent us from following the Lord with all of our heart
圣灵呢不对不起仇敌若是不能够拦住我们跟随神
Through external things
借着外在的环境拦住我们来跟随主
He loves to use the people that are closest to us
他就要用在我们四周的人来拦住我们
To hurt us the most
来伤害我们
Amen?
Amen 吗
Amen?
Amen 吗
Now let me look at another passage. This was on my notes. Michelle actually just found us this morning. Okay, so I'm giving her new material here. It's not in the notes. But Luke chapter 5, verse 27.
在路加福音第五章二十七节讲到。
There is another one of these unnatural, bad responses to something very good that God is doing.
又是一个很好的例子，让我们看到。就是对着一件好的事，人有不好的反应。
I love this verse 27, Luke 5, 27.
路加福音五章二十七节。
After that, he, speaking of Jesus, went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth.
这件事以后呢，耶稣出去看见有一个人叫做利未，他是一个税吏，坐在税官上。
I love this one little verse. It says he noticed him.
在这里呢，我喜欢他主耶稣注意到这个人。
The tax collector wasn't looking for Jesus.
这个税吏利未他并不在寻找主。
But none the same, Jesus noticed him.
但是呢，主注意到他了。
And Jesus said to him, "Follow me."
主耶稣就对他说，来跟从我。
But I love the fact that before the invitation of Jesus,
我很喜欢 一个什么情况呢？就是在主耶稣还没有呼召他之前
comes the notice of Jesus.
是主耶稣先注意到他了。
So each and every one of us this morning,
所以在座的每一位,
in whatever situation you might be in this morning,
无论你现在是在什么样的光景里,
you have the notice of Jesus. He sees you.
主耶稣都看见你,
He
也注意到你,
what's going on with you.
他知道你里面的情形,
He sees you right where you're at.
他看到你所在的光景。
Don't you love that?
你岂不爱这样的主吗?
Sitting there on that chair,
我们坐在我们的椅子上。
That the eye of Jesus is on you.
但是主的眼睛在你的身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Albert notices you.
Albert, 主耶稣在注意你。
He has a plan for you before he's even talking to you. He notices you. He sees you. Amen.
他注意到你，他看见你，在还没有跟你说话之前，主就已经有一个美好的计划。
So a lot of times we don't notice Jesus till we hear the invitation.
很多时候我们是不会注意到主，直到我们听到主的呼召或话语。
But before you have ever heard the voice of the Spirit, He's already got His eye on you.
但是事实是什么？就是在你听到主呼召你之前，他的眼睛就在你身上了。
This for me just shows how much Jesus loves each and every one of us.
这么短短的几个字就让我看到主何等的爱我们。
He cares for us.
他看见我们。
His heart is going out after us.
他关心我们，他的心在我们身上。
So Jesus told him, follow me.
所以主耶稣说来跟从我。
Verse 28, and he left everything behind.
啊，利未怎么做呢？他就将一切撇下来跟随主。
He left everything behind.
他把一切都撇下。
And he got up and began to follow.
他就起来跟随耶稣。
When you have a sense that he notices you,
若是你真能够感觉到他在注意你，
you know, when he loves you,
他爱你，
your heart's ready to hear, follow him, amen?
那你的心就会预备好跟随他。
And there's nothing in this world that's worth enough to hold you, keep you back, slow you down from following him.
这件事上，这个世上没有一件事是值得你停下脚步或拦阻你跟随他的。
Is God talking to somebody here this morning?
主今天早晨有没有向你说话？
He said, I notice you.
主说，我注意到你，
I see you.
我看见你。
I see what you're going through.
我知道你所经历的。
Trust me.
相信我。
Follow me.
跟随我。
Leave that old life behind.
把你老我的生活方式抛在背后。
Be free and follow me.
得到自由来跟随我吧。
Verse 29.
二十九节说到。
And Levi gave a big reception for him in his house.
那利未就在家里设宴招待。
So this man that had left everything to follow Jesus because Jesus noticed him.
因为主耶稣注意到他。
He throws a big party for all his friends and for Jesus.
呼召他，他就撇下一切，然后在家里招待亲朋好友来庆祝。
Now I love the way the New American Standard puts it. It's a reception.
是一个宴席。
It's a party to celebrate that he had received Jesus. Amen.
是一个欢乐的聚集，因为他得到主了。
It was the biggest party that he could throw to let everybody in the community, all of his friends know.That I am following Jesus.
他大大的设宴招待，邀请了亲朋好友，告诉他们说我要跟随耶稣。
He didn't do this in a dark corner.
他没有在一个暗的角落做这件事。
He didn't do this in secret.
他没有默默的、偷偷的做。
He didn't just slip his hand up when everybody else had their eyes closed.
他不是在所有人都闭着眼睛祷告的时候，偷偷把手半举的。
The biggest party he could.
他乃是光明正大、公开的表示。
He turned the music up loud.
他把音乐调得很大声。
He wanted everybody to know that he was going to follow Jesus.
他要所有的人都知道我要跟随耶稣了。
And so who does he invite? All of his tax collector friends.
那他去请谁来呢？所有他的同事。
Okay, so, and Levi gave a big, it says big reception for him in his house. And there was a great crowd, a big crowd of people.
所以当他向设宴招待的时候，有许多的人来了。
And tax collectors,
有税吏
And they were reclining at the table with him.
他们都与耶稣一同坐席。
Verse
30. 第三十节说到。
The Pharisees.
啊，法利赛人呢。
And the scribes.
文士。
Began to complain at his disciples.
就开始抱怨批评他们。
Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
他们说，主耶稣啊，你为什么跟这些税吏和罪人一起吃喝呢？
This is another one of those unnatural responses, isn't it?
这又是另外一种负面的反应。
This man is getting his whole life changed.
这个人生命改变了。
He's boldly inviting everybody.
他非常大胆的把大家来邀请一起庆祝。
And all these church leaders can do.
这些宗教的领袖呢，他们的反应是什么？
Is complain.
就是抱怨。
Something about this doesn't look right.
这个情形不好。
You know, a lot of times in the church, we want people to get cleaned up before we get them in here.
我们常常在教会有一个反应，就是我们要人洗干净了才能到这里来。
We want them to get out their life all perfect and then say, then you join our club.
你先把你的生活、生命都整理干净了，你才可以到神面前来。
But if we're going to be fishers of men, you got to catch a fish before you can clean it, amen?
但是你要做得人的渔夫、
right?
你必须先得到鱼，你才可以清理鱼，对不对？
You know, and I love what's going on. I love what God's stirring up in our church with evangelism, you know, and different ones that are going out to the market and sharing and inviting people in. These people have hurts in their life. Amen.
我实在太高兴神在我们当中做的事，我们当中传福音的那个热心是这么的积极。我们到街上，在社区里，到超市邀请人进来，这是神要的，不是吗？
And we've got to be careful to, about requiring too much of people that have not yet come into the kingdom.
那我们要小心。当神把人带来的时候，我们不要向人有苛求。
But Jesus responds so wisely here.
当然，这些宗教领袖这样反应批评的时候，主耶稣的回答是非常有智慧的。
It's not those who are well who need a physician.
他说不是健康的人需要医生。
But those who are sick.
乃是有病的人需要医生。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repent.
我来不是要招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。
Amen. So again, here's another example of one of these unnatural responses. And what it's revealing.
在这里你看到又是一个不正常不自然的负面反应。
It's revealing that these men have something wrong in their heart.
这个反应只反映出 这些反应的人里面不正常的光景。
They've got a judgment or they've got an offense.
它里面有一个反对，有一个不满，有一个判断。
And that judgment and offense.
这样的论断的灵
that unforgiveness
那个不饶恕人的灵
is threatening to steal the good fruit that Jesus is trying to bring
在那里拦阻甚至偷窃主耶稣正在做的事所要产生的果实
Amen? We cannot afford to let that happen, brothers and sisters.
我们不能够让这样的事情发生不是吗
If there is anything in our heart that is responding wrong
若是我们里面有一个光景让我们的反应不是正常的
to the good things that God is trying to do around us
特别是对着神正在做的事我们有负面的反应
We must quickly repent, amen?
我们要快快地回转
We must turn from it
我们要转离那个反应
Let go of it
我们要放掉这个
Give it to God, amen?
把这个感觉交给主
Do you hear me this morning?
你们有没有听见我的分享
Have you been having a wrong response to good things happening around you?
我们有没有常常对好的事情有一个错误的反应？
You know, Isaiah 5:20.
以赛亚书五章二十节。
It says, Woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
啊，祸灾啊！那些人把好的事当作恶事，恶的事当作好事。
Who put darkness for light?
他们把黑暗当作光明。
And light for darkness.
把光明视作黑暗。
Who put bitter for sweet?
他们让苦味，他们说苦是甜。
And sweet for bitter.
将甜视为苦。
This is the way the world outside the church operates.
这个是在教会以外世界他们所做的事。
They call darkness light.
他们称黑暗的事说是光明的。
So they ridicule, they celebrate sin.
所以他们庆祝罪恶的事。
And they ridicule the things of God.
却耻笑神的事。
They rejoice about hurt and heartbreak in people's life. They rejoice over their enemies.
当别人受苦的时候，他们因此欢喜。
And they're void of compassion and mercy when people need it most.
当人需要怜悯和帮助的时候，他们却忽略。
This is not the way the Church of Jesus Christ is to conduct themselves.
但是神的教会不应该如此做。
And so when we see coming out of us a bad response,
所以当我们发现自己有一个不好的反应的时候
a negative response,
一个负面的反应的时候
a critical response,
或者一个批评的临出来
to something obviously good,
特别面对一个明显是一件好的
it shows us that we are thinking more like the world than we are like Jesus.
那就显出我们的思想方式跟这个世界比较像而不像
Amen? And we need to get something straight.
在这个时候我们要把它带到主面前来听
Let me give you another example.
另外一个范例
Luke 15:27-28
在路加15章27-28节
You know the story about the prodigal son?
我们都知道那个浪子的故事
Remember that guy?
记得吗
that stubborn, rebellious son
那个固执叛逆的小儿子
took his inheritance from his father
把一切的所得的资产
went off and spent all of his inheritance on all the wrong things, on a lifestyle of sin.
全部浪费光了。
But when he got to his lowest,
当他来到他人生的低点,
he came to his senses.
他突然醒悟过来。
And he said he's turned his mind,
他的心思转了一下。
He turned his heart,
他的心也转过来。
And he turned his feet back home.
他的脚步也转过来, 他向家走去。
And so he starts back home.
所以他开始回家。
And the father, he's on the back porch.
但是这个为父在哪里？就在那个
门廊。
Every
day looking for his son.
每一天站在门廊那里，盼望看见孩子回来。
Will today be the day that he finally comes home?
今天他会不会在今天回来啊
？And one day there he was, off in the distance.
但那一天终于他看见了，远远就看见回来的孩子。
And it says that the father ran.
所以这个爸爸就快跑
He ran.
他就往前跑
He ran, embraced him, and kissed him.
拥抱他，亲吻他
Amen?
Amen 吗
And he threw the biggest party he could to celebrate the return of his lost son.
而且欢喜设宴，庆祝我这个失落的儿子回来了
Now here comes the oldest son.
在这个时候呢，大儿子回家了
The good son.
这个好孩子回家了
The wise son.
这个聪明的孩子
The son that had always done everything right.
这每一次都是做对的事的孩子回家了。
The son who had always stayed with his father.
总是留在父亲身边的这大儿子回家了。
He said, "What's this big party I hear about?"
他回到家中听见庆祝的声音说，这发生什么事了
？It's about your little brother. He came home.
人家就告诉他，是你弟弟呀，他回家了。
Your dad is so happy that he's been restored.
你的爸爸太高兴了，他失而复得啊。
And it says, but.
这里怎么样呢
Okay, when he received that he was received him safe, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. It says about the oldest son.
人告诉他说，你弟兄回来了，你爸爸因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了，但是大儿子却生气不肯进去。
He was angry.
他生气了。
He was indignant.
他愤怒了。
I'm not going in that party.
我才不进去呢。
I'm not going in.
我不进去庆祝。
What's this reveal, you guys?
他的反映出他里面的状况。
Something's wrong. Amen.
他的状况有问题。
There's something wrong in this man's heart, though he'd always done the right thing.
虽然这个儿子好像每次都做的是对的事，但是他里面不对。
It always looked right on the outside.
我们外面好像是对的。
He had always said the right thing.
他做对的事，说对的话。
He'd already always served in the right way.
从表面来看，他都是对的。
He'd always done the right thing.
他都做对的事，做对的，说对的话。
But when his brother came home,
但是一当他的弟弟回家了，
he was angry.
他反而生气了。
You know, out of our mouth reveals what's in our heart.
我们心里所充满的，我们口里就说出来的。
And this proved that his...Though he looked good on the outside,
虽然他外面看起来都很好
there was something bad on the inside.
但是在他里面有非常大的问题
And there was a need for repentance.
他需要回转
There was a need for humility.
他需要谦卑下来
There was a need to get his heart right.
他需要把他的心调整正确。
There was a need to say, today the stubbornness stops.
他需要让里面那个固执除去。
Amen?
阿们吗？
When something wonderful, beautiful happens,
明明一件非常美好的事情发生了
and we have a bad response,
我们的反应是负面的
that proves that something is wrong in our heart.
那只证明一件事就是我们的心有问题
Psalm 69:32
诗篇69篇
It says, the humble will see their God at work,When the humble man, when the humble woman sees God at work,
谦卑的人看见了
they will be glad.
他们就喜乐
Let all who seek God help, help be encouraged.
寻求神的，愿你们的心苏醒
So if we're walking in the place of humility the way we're supposed to,
若是我们真的是谦卑的，按照我们该有的情形，谦卑的活在地上。
When we see something good happen,
那我们看到一件好的事发生的时候
we will be glad.
我们是会喜乐
Amen? We won't be angry.
我们不会生气的
We won't get an attitude.
我们不会有一个不好的态度
We won't, hey, when you see something going on,
你看到发生事情了
a young person gets touched by the power of the Holy Spirit.
有年轻的人被圣灵所充满
They get excited.
他们很激动
They're jumping around praising Jesus, trying to talk to everybody that moves about Jesus.
欢喜的赞美主，跟每一个人分享耶稣。
And the first thing that comes out of your mouth?
那我们第一个话是什么
？Yeah, but.
啊，很好，但是。
You better be careful.
你最好小心哦。
This, that.
这个那个。
You know, you start pointing out problems.
指出许多问题。
That's not the right response.
那个反应不是一个对的反应。
That is not a godly response.
不是一个从神来的反应。
When the first thing is coming out of your mouth is a bunch of caution and, you know, fear.
当你看见神在祝福的时候，你第一个反应就是各样的警告。
God wants to encourage the work of the Holy Spirit.
神是要鼓励圣灵的工作。
There's plenty of time for teaching.
我们有很多的时间可以慢慢教导。
There's plenty of time to give a word of caution.
或者给他们警告。
Amen? I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that.
我绝对不否认那些的重要性。
Did you hear me say that? I'm not denying that.
我不是否认教导警告的重要性。
But the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
但是从我们里面第一个的反应。
Needs to be yes.
应该说哦太棒了。
You're doing good.
你做得很好。
Amen.
阿们嘛。
You're doing good, Jasper. Amen?
Jasper, 做得很好。
You're doing good, Raymond. We're so proud of what God's doing.
Raymond,
in some, 很好。In some of our young people, amen?
我们真高兴神在我们年轻人当中所做的祝福。
When you're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, one of the first things you want to do is encourage somebody.
当你与圣灵同行的时候。
Say what you see.
你必须要鼓励彼此。
Say what you see. Did you hear that?
说出你所看见的。
How many people are around you that have never heard a kind word of encouragement come out of your lips about how they're walking with Jesus?
在你周围的人，他们常听到你因为与神同行而有的称赞吗
？And I'm talking about all of us, okay?
我是说我们每在座每一位。
My house.
自己的家。
My issues. Sometimes I want to focus on the problem first.
我个人常常都喜欢集中在问题。
And then my wife reminds me, David, that's not good.
但是我的太太常常提醒我说，哎 ，David， 这个反应不好。
Amen.
Amen.
We need people to come beside us and go, that's not good.
我们需要有旁边人提醒我说，你这个反应不好。
That's not the right focus.
这不是你不应该注意这个点。
You should rejoice.
你应该欢喜。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get good at loving one another.
让我们彼此好好的相爱。
Encouraging one another.
鼓励彼此。
Celebrating what God's doing in around us.
为着神在他身上的工作欢喜。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I've said enough on this.
我觉得我说的够了。
I kind of wandered all over the place, didn't I?
我今天分享的点很多。
As I've shared some of these verses,
当我这样分享神的话的时候
and you've recognized
你有没有认出来分辨
I kind of do that sometimes
他说的就是我有时候的情形
sometimes my first reaction
有的时候我的第一个反应
is not the right reaction
不是一个对的反应
or sometimes I'm just have got upset
有的时候我就是很沮丧
You know, you can always tell when the enemy is beginning to work in your life.
你怎么样分辨仇敌有没有在你的生命里做事情？
Have you ever had a little thing happen to you?
有没有好像一件很小的事情发生了？
Just a little problem.
只是一个小问题。
But you had a very dramatic reaction to it.
但是你有一个超过那个问题的尺寸的反应。
It made you so mad.
好像你非常生气。
You know, you made such a big deal about it.
你把事情扩大，好像这是一件大不了的事，
you talk,
大的不得了的事。然后你不停地谈，不停地讲。
When you have this big of reaction,
当你对一件事情有这么大的反应
about something this small,
但是事情其实只有这么一点大。
That reveals that the enemy has got his way working in your heart some way.
这表示仇敌呢，不知道什么时候已经到你的心里做了事情。
And I challenge all of us to take personal responsibility for that.
我挑战。在座的每一个人对自己的光景负责任。
Let's just say and agree together. I want that to stop today.
让我们都同意说，我要这个情形停下来。
I don't want to.
今天就停下来。我不希望是这样子的反应。
And by God's grace and power, I'm going to stop doing.
靠着神的恩典和能力，我要停下这样的反应。
I'm going to repent of anything that would get in the way of all the beautiful things that God wants to do in this place.
我要在神面前悔改任何我拦阻神正在做事而有的负面反应。
Amen.
阿门吗？
All right. Well, hey Vicky, grab your guitar real quick. We just want to take a little bit of time to pray.
我们现在请 Vicky 上来弹，稍微弹一点吉他，然后我们一起来祷告。
And if you would like prayer about this,
若是你觉得你需要被带祷
，we want to make time to pray for you.
我们愿意有时间为你祷告。
You know, I used in my title how to recognize a spiritual stronghold.
我的主题是如何认出在我们里面属灵的坚固营垒。
A stronghold is something that we can't easily shake all by ourselves a lot of times.
既然是坚固的营垒，很多的时候我们个人一个人很难把它除去。
What I described this morning is a reoccurring issue in your life.
若是今天我早晨讲的这些情形，在你的生活里是不断重复发生的话。
You know, maybe in the past you've got convicted and repented of doing this type of thing.
也许过去你有这样的情形，你也悔改了。
But it keeps on coming out of you.
但是呢，还是一再的发生。
We want to encourage you to get some prayer this morning. We'll pray with you about this.
我们鼓励你一同来到主面前，让我们与你一同祷告。
And not just me praying. There's several good brothers and sisters that will just hold your hand and agree with you. Amen.
不是你一个人祷告或我为你祷告，而是你的肢体一起来陪你祷告。
So don't be afraid to come forward. If you're struggling with it, just come forward. You know, some of you may be sitting there this morning and you go.I've never thought about that Jesus has noticed me.
所以我希望你不要坐在位置上而到前面来让我们一同祷告 and, 或者在座的你们听到刚才我所分享的说主耶稣注意我们
And for the first time I'm hearing his call to follow him.
或者我第一次听到主耶稣说你来跟从我吧
And you're saying I want to follow him.
你心里说我要跟随主
So we invite you also to come forward and we'll pray with you and welcome you right into the kingdom. Amen.
若是那是你的情形，我们要想为你祷告，引你进入神的国度。
And just agree with you so you can just feel the full embrace of God's love for you this morning.
我们要站在你的身旁，一同答应这个呼召。
We serve such an awesome God.
因为我们所侍奉的主是一位太棒的主。
It doesn't matter if today's the first day to meet him.
即使今天也许是你第一天遇见他。
Or you've served him for years and today is a day to get things fixed and sorted out.
或者你多年侍奉他，但是今天是你第一次把你的光景带到他面前受对付。
He is just as eager to welcome you into his arms.
主耶稣是非常热切的要把你拥入他的怀中。Amen.
So don't hesitate. Don't slow down. Just come on up here. Come on.
你若是
I can see the Holy Spirit on a few of you guys out there. God's working on you. Come on up here.
我可以看见圣灵在几位身上正在做工。你里面有这样的感动，就到前面来，让我们一同祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If your heart's something like that right now, you know God's talking to you, come on, that's the Holy Spirit.
你的心跳如果现在有非常快速的跳动，到前面来吧。
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Just come right up. Just soak your hands and let Him do it.
来到神的面前，伸开你的双手，让神做事。
Just let Him do it.
就让神做他的事。